It's not quite it.
That felt close enough. This is a different part. This is a different... Yeah, I was close. Welcome to the OK Zoomer podcast.
I just had something I wanted to talk about. I don't even know if this will make it into an episode, but we're gonna hash it out for
it's
a
like
second.
It's like 11 p.m.
Yeah,
it's
we're,
fine.
We're pretty tired. Well, I'm not tired. She's complaining about it a lot.
I'm drinking my sparkling lemonade.
Sparkle.
You also said my name.
Ding it!
Ding it! To... Now we have to edit it! No!
Yeah, so I just wanted to talk about the fact... What the frick? I just saw this meme.
What? Nope.
All right, sorry. I'm not even going to read that one.
No, you better not.
So, as you know, I run the OK Zoomer podcast Instagram along with this co-host that I'm not going to say the name of.
Thank you. And I mean, wait, let's like say that it's like 10% 90% with you doing almost all the work.
Yeah, and she doesn't really like what I do, but it's okay.
I don't.
And then I also run the Biola Open Information account, and so...
Oh, no. Are you talking about...
Yep.
Ugh, okay, fine.
So I get a... I wake up in the morning, and I have a message in my DMs from the official Biola University account. Mm-hmm. And it says, "Hi, we recently came across your page and noticed that you are using Biola's name on your account. Unofficial accounts may not use Biola's name in the handle. Please remove Biola from your handle. Thank you."
I saw this before you did, and I just went and changed it.
On the OK Zoomer
one? On the OK Zoomer one. Yeah. I was like, not worth a fight. I'll
well, that one was different because they wanted us to remove it from our bio, which is a whole nother thing. But,
okay, go ahead.
First of all, unofficial accounts may not use Biola's name in the handle. That by itself is false. I'm not going to go as far as to say it's a lie, because I don't think they intended it as a lie. Like, mm-hmm. They may have not realized it was false, but there is no law, no statute, no mm-hmm. trademark infringement thing, as far as I'm aware, that says that you cannot use Biola in an account name.
Yeah.
The trademark law is about confusing creating a separate business that might be confused with the original business that has the trademark. And so what they should have said is that was the issue, that mm-hmm. they were afraid people were going to get confused with it, but instead they said, "You are not allowed to use the Biola name," and that's not true. So I responded, "No, thank you," and sent them a screenshot about fair use and parody use and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then they follow up and say that I can just put a disclaimer in my bio saying I'm not affiliated with Biola. I'm mm-hmm. like, okay, lead with that.
Yeah,
I'll put a disclaimer. I don't want to.
I will say, though, that it, like, worked on me, essentially, because I was like, not worth the fight. I'll just change
it. And that's what I hate. Because,
not that that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's an intimidation tactic where they're like, hopefully people won't care enough to actually check us on this, and they'll just concede.
You have actually done some, like, work in, like USPTO trademark law and stuff like that?
You have?
Yeah, that's a fun fact about me.
So why did you
concede? I don't know. I was like, ugh.
Yeah, so anyway, I call... a couple relatives of mine who work in civil law and ask them about this, and they explain that while I am probably in the right, there is legal, even if there isn't legal action they can take, the safer thing is just to take it down, which is fine. But then one of my attorney relatives tells me something interesting, that whereas public universities, you have free speech protections to some extent because they are government funded.
Mm-hmm.
Private universities,
you
do not, because they're not government funded.
Is that good or bad for us?
that is bad for us, because we are students at a private university and we would like free speech, I presume. I could take it or leave it. But he's from Texas, so I started looking it up. Turns out that's true in 49 out of the 50 states. And guess which state it's not true in?
What state do we live in again?
California.
Wah, 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 wah!
So there's this thing called the Leonard Law.
That's the worst name ever.
Leonard. The Leonard Law, which gives students at private universities the same protections as they would have under the First Amendment.
Heck yeah.
And it allows students to sue their school for First Amendment violations. So this,
too much work.
Yeah. But the precedent's there because like students at Stanford sued Stanford, Stanford, for having having a speech like code or something, and it was termed to be in violation of the First Amendment, and it got taken down. So I just want to say that now that
we can do what we want.
Now that we realize that we have at least some semblance of First Amendment protection, and I think we're an official Biola Torch podcast.
I think.
Not 100% on that. I've been told we are by the station manager. But I haven't seen, we are not on any websites yet.
We still don't
yet.
Have card access. So.
But assuming we are an official Torch podcast, we also have protection of the Student Media Board. Which is meant to, protect our freedom of the press. And so, we're journalists now. I don't know how I feel about that.
Yes!
But, if Biola T, if you come on here, we'll give you full journalist protection.
Heck yeah, we will.
And, so, if you have, a story that you're I think this is a little too edgy for the Chimes. I don't know if they'll publish it. I think the Chimes is pretty tame a lot of times, and I get that. That's
we
fine.
We love the Chimes.
They're a Christian newspaper. But if there's something where you're like, I just want to get this out to the people directly.
Oh my gosh, we're the Sexy Chimes.
We're the Chimes Unfiltered.
Oh, that's our new name. Sexy Chimes.
So hit us up with that. We are, I'm almost tempted to reveal our identities, just to be kind of brazen about it.
I like the bit. It's funny.
It's yeah, no, I don't. Well, we'll see, because if this turns into a thing where the school's trying to figure out who we are, I think we just need to own it, like Snowden Citizen 4, and be like,
wait, I don't want to. Snowden was a bad person.
What? You have to watch Citizen 4.
You're
have
right.
to watch it.
I know. If you watch the People versus OJ,
I'm reading The Circle.
Okay, deal.
But his whole thing was the government's gonna try and make me out as this person acting in the shadows who the public should distrust, and he was like, I'm just gonna come out and own it so that they can't say that anymore, and I'm gonna say I didn't do anything wrong. I like that, but I don't have anything about Biola. I don't have anything bone to
pick
with
Biola. I have a funny sidebar.
Yeah,
can you tell the people, our four listeners, about the how your list of people?
Oh no!
Come on.
Okay, I have to pull it up. So yes. I noticed that I'm very easily influenced by fictional characters I think are cool. And I'm sure someone can psychoanalyze me on this, so that's why I'm kind of nervous about saying it, because I don't know totally understand what it implies yet.
Yeah.
But part of it, I can't say one of them because it would give away my job.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But one of them is Snowden. Well, he's not a fictional character, but
wait, you believe in Snowden?
You believe in Snowden? But
Snowden killed JFK.
I'm very inspired by his resolve. He's stone cold, man. And part of the inspiration for making Biola Open Information and the podcast and talking about privacy and that sort of thing. And then
it was inspired by Citizen 4. I do remember you talking about that nonstop for a while.
Yeah. And so I started thinking about, I was like, what other things have I read that have immediately driven me to action? One of them was Social Network. not a fan of Mark Zuckerberg in any form or fashion. It was what inspired me to scrape the directory.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it was pretty cool. It was a cool project.
The Social Network movie gave us one of the greatest bars of all time, which was that chick breaking up with him being like, you're going to go through life people not liking you, thinking that they don't like you because you're a nerd.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not. It's because you're an asshole. And I was like, thank you.
Yeah. No, I don't know if they portrayed him accurately in the movie or not, but mm-hmm. in real life, he's actually a terrible person, or at least he was at that age, so that part.
I've seen videos of him in college. He seems like a normal dude.
Yeah, but you got to read his messages he was sending.
Oh, you did send me those. He is a jerk. I take it all back. He is a jerk.
Yes, and Mr. Robot was one.
Mr. was a fantastic show.
There's a scene in Mr. Robot where he's like, he is hacking into some server facility, mm-hmm. and he takes a Raspberry Pi and like plugs it in their air conditioning system and like stuffs it in the wall. I'm like, oh, that's a good idea. And so I proceed to make the Minecraft server. I'm just going to make
the Minecraft server. Did I ever tell you I once cyberbullied a kid playing Minecraft? There's a story behind that. It's funny.
Do you want to tell it?
There's just so many like sidebars. Okay, basically, this was a couple years ago. Like, I was still at home, and there was this kid, and he was, our next-door neighbor, and he came over to play Minecraft with my two little brothers, and I could hear them in the other room, and I could hear them yelling, and the kid was like, yeah, you keep getting murdered by Herobrine, and I was like, wait a minute, and so I kind of, like, poke my head in, and, like, my little brothers were kind of gullible at the time, they were younger, and they were like, we keep getting murdered by Herobrine, and I was like, okay, kid, why don't you show me your screen? He's like, I can't, I'm texting right now, like, clearly playing Minecraft. And I was like, this kid is just continuously killing my little brothers on Minecraft, taking their stuff, and then lying to them in my own house. Okay? And so me, you know, I bought Minecraft for like $7 a long time ago, so like, I'll say I'm a pro. And so I downloaded it on my phone, Pocket Edition, logged on, went, and they were like, who logged on or something like that. I got a bunch of stuff, found him, murdered him, and he had like tons of like diamonds and stuff in his pockets, and I heard him go like, what's going on in the other room? And I went and I just threw it in a hole and like put something on top of it and logged off, and that kid didn't come back over for 4 years.
That's so sad.
He was so mad at me, but I was like, no one bullies my brothers me.
The biggest fights I've gotten in were over Minecraft.
It's just one of the best games ever made.
The only time I've like cursed someone out was over Minecraft.
Anyway, that game and Zelda, best games ever made.
Which Zelda?
The first one I ever played was Twilight Princess, and I'm going to stand by the fact that that's the best one.
The only one I've played is Breath of the Wild, but it's pretty good.
I didn't like that one very much. I just like the music. I listen to a lot of Zelda lo-fi beats.
Yeah. Update on the Minecraft server. We have had 21 people log into it.
Nice. None of those are me. I should do that at some point.
Well, I don't play it, but I'm happy that it's there for people. But I kind of want it back, so I'm going to keep it up.
Okay, going one layer back out, I asked my dad. I called him after we had had that conversation about who inspired you, and I was like, who inspires me? Like, I can't even think of anybody. So I called my dad and asked him the question, and he was like, maybe like Lady Macbeth? And I was like, okay, and he said he was joking, but like, he answered it too quick, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then he said The Count of Monte Cristo, which granted is one of my favorite books.
It's my dad's favorite book besides Les Mis.
That's a great book too. And then I think he said like Winston Smith from 1984, and he was like, you just seem like someone who's really good at just disrupting a system. And I was like, well, thanks, Dad. I think.
Yeah, no, that's a good compliment.
And then he also said the Powerpuff Girls, and I do stand by that. They were my icons as a child.
I never watched that.
It was such a good show. Yeah. I knew about Susan B. Anthony from a very young age because of the Powerpuff Girls. I think I can recite almost the whole theme song, like, verbatim.
Go for it.
Sugar, spice, and everything nice. These are the ingredients chosen to create the perfect little girls. But Professor Utonium accidentally added an extra ingredient to the concoction, Chemical X. And thus, the Powerpuff Girls were born! Using their ultra superpowers, Blossom, Bubbles, and Buttercup have dedicated their lives to fighting crime and the forces of evil! Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Wow. I can say the Dave Ramsey Show intro.
You should. I love it. That's so good.
Oh, okay. I could. Let me see.
My prof is going to go on the Dave Ramsey Show.
What?
I know.
For what?
For like to do the debt-free scream.
Oh, that's exciting.
Isn't it awesome?
Wow. I want to listen to that. That's cool. Let's see.
Oh, wow.
I can't remember the first line, but it's like, welcome to the Dave Ramsey Show, where debt is dumb, cash is king, and the paid-off home mortgage has taken the place of the BMW as the status symbol of choice. I'm Dave Ramsey, your host, and this is your show, America.
Wow, that's good. You know one of
my
Open
phones at 865-5225. No, wait, I got it wrong. Anyway.
That was pretty good, though. Yeah. You and I went on a road trip together, and you made me listen to it for the first time. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
I love it.
Yeah, you know, one of my talents is memorizing things. I stand by that is a secure talent.
Yeah, no, it's actually, like, really impressive.
Aw, thanks.
Like, the long quote from Dune that you know, like, you just know a lot of quotes. It's,
you're right.
Yeah.
Fear is a mind killer. Fear is a little death that brings total obliteration. I will face my fear. I permit it to pass over me and through me. And once the fear has gone past, I will see fear's path. And where the fear is gone, there will be nothing. Only I will.
Yeah, I don't really get it, but it's pretty cool that you have it memorized.
It's cool. I cannot wait for the Dune movie to come out. It's going to star Timothy Chalamet.
Oh, I didn't know. I really need to
read it. It's
going to
be Paul Atreides.
I own the audiobook and the physical book and the ebook.
It's in my dorm.
And I still have not read it.
It's a thicky. It's like if Star Wars was a book, yeah. And also a little bit of Game of Thrones. Would 100% recommend.
I really need to. But first, The Circle. And then I think Life Undercover, my dad read it and wants me to read it. But yeah, the rest, the back to the people that inspire
we
me.
We made it back out.
I can't really talk about the rest because they'll really dox me.
Yeah, dangerously dox
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and...
Eh, not worth it.
Not worth it. And back out another level.
We finally made it out. It's like that episode of Rick and Morty where they do like the... it's like Inception. What am I saying?
All right, we're at the... You know that Rick and Morty where they parody...
it's just Inception. Yeah.
At the top level, I just want to assure Biola. I love Biola. If I thought that this podcast would damage Biola's reputation, I would not do it.
I love that we attend a university and are a part of a country that allows us to do this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
I think a check on authority is always a good thing, and yeah. Also, this is an internal podcast. It's only people within the university listening to it.
Right.
It's not like outside people are getting a bad vibe from Biola because of this.
Already people in Biola don't really listen to this podcast. I doubt anyone from other schools.
Actually, I will say my 15-year-old like cousin listens to it.
Aww.
And he's our only review on Apple Podcasts.
That's what I expected.
His username is Empathetic Mango.
Thank you, Empathetic Mango, you're a real
one.
That
perfectly describes him. He's an Empathetic Mango.
Aww.
And his review is 5 stars. And then it says 10 out of 10 would recommend.
Oh, to Biola students. Oh, I can get back to my story.
Yes.
About us being an explicit podcast. I don't remember if that is in this episode. We've been recording for a while.
Yeah.
It's fine. I was in a class with a few amount of people, I'll say, and the prof was like, what's new with you guys post-Thanksgiving break? Like, I haven't seen you in a while. And we were going around, and I was like, I'll deny it outside of this room, but I did start a podcast. It's awesome. And then one kid whips out his iPad and starts playing the episode where we have a theme song, and my first line is, we have a theme song now, bitches! And I was like, stop it! Stop playing the podcast!
So did you stop it before we
Right before. And then I went to a Friendsgiving with them, and then they locked me in the bathroom and put my podcast at full blast in the bathroom, and I couldn't get out. Like, they held the door closed, and
that's funny. Yeah, it is interesting. We don't have any listeners, but like, I've heard people talk about it and it freaks me out.
It is a little weird. I had a good story. I hope he's listening. Shout out to you. I was standing with a group of friends, and I guess he was like talking to another group of friends, and he was trying to figure out who the girl on the podcast was, and he was like, hey, is it her? And my friends were like, yeah, it's her. And he was like, whoa. And I was like, ah, taste of fame. I love it.
I know. Not as much. See, that's what I want to ask Biola about. They're so famous, but no one knows.
I know. What's that? I think, well, what kind of gets me, we're back on Biola again, is when people send in, like, really the kind of, like, I don't have any friends, like, the Lord's really testing me spiritually, yeah. Like, all these really dark things, and I'm like, what kind of, like, moral culpability do you now have that this person is, like, kind of eliciting the sounds of, like, depression and, like, yeah. all this stuff, and, like, I don't know. That's just some ethical dilemmas.
As a sneak peek for what we'll talk about if Biola T ever comes on this podcast.
Yeah. It's going to be a really funny bit if they just, like, keep us on the hook.
Yeah, they might. the President's Administrative Council, which includes DPC himself, is concerned about Biola T and the other accounts.
Oh, the private investigator bit, right?
Well, I don't know if that's real, but, like, I'm going to mute ourselves really fast.
Wow.
Yeah, so they are concerned, and so it's been talked about there, so I'm not going to say anything else about it until we get them on the podcast.
Interesting, it feels like Biola T is much more in the spotlight these days than Biola Confessions is.
Yeah.
Like, by the day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where the focus has been. They're really active. And then the other thing I want to talk to them about is they were brought up in a chapel, and I'm waiting to get the audio file from that chapel. But I want to ask them about that because they talked about them. So
dang, how many chapels you got left?
Two.
Me too.
Yeah, so yes. I'm gonna go to Singspo and then the Monday chapel probably.
I heard the Wednesday Advent one is going to be really good.
Yeah, I just don't want to risk it by not getting in.
That's true. I only missed one this week. I had 7 when I came back from Thanksgiving break. It's the worst it's ever been. Normally, I'm a lot better at it.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, I guess we'll call that an episode. We hit the 20-minute mark.
We hit the 20-minute mark!
Didn't really expect that to turn into an episode, but
it
is.
I didn't either.